Chapter 5 Handwritten Letters.
Although I've lived in Japan for a long time, I still keep up with news in the United States. Yesterday, an article about the current Secretary of Defense caught my attention. It seems that he has been using a machine to sign letters of condolence to relatives of soldiers who have died in Iraq and Afghanistan. Many grieving family members have said the machine-signed letters are insulting. They say such letters show how little respect the Secretary of Defense has for the ordinary soldier. A U.S. senator was quoted as saying that it was astounding that the Secretary of Defense had not personally signed the letters. When I read this article, I suddenly realized how rare it has become for me to send a handwritten, hand-signed letter, and I don't think I've received such a letter in at least a year. When I was a college student, more than 20 years ago, I received one or two handwritten letters in the mail almost every week from family and friends, and sometimes from boyfriends. The mailman came every afternoon around 4:30, and I can remember listening for his mail truck to stop out in front of the house I was living in and rushing out to see if I had gotten a letter. I can remember the joy of finding a bright white envelope in my brick mailbox. I'd look at the address and recognize immediately whose handwriting it was, maybe my grandmother's, maybe an old high school friend's, and in their handwriting I could feel their love, their special feeling for me. In the last year, I think I've sent only one handwritten letter. My favorite professor from college died. I wanted to write his wife and tell her how much her husband had meant to me. I could not imagine typing such a letter, much less sending her an email. The letter had to be handwritten. I felt it was the only way I could express the sincerity of my feelings. Of course, I keep in touch with my friends and family, all over the world, but only by email. Don't get me wrong, I think that email is fantastic. But I also believe that communication over a computer network is missing something. It is, I guess, just too easy. With a handwritten letter, you have to think through what you want to say before you begin writing. With email, you can erase and retype as much as you like. With email, you can, in an instant, send your parents, brothers and sisters, grandparents, cousins and friends the exact same message. If you need to individualize your message, you can cut and paste. Basically, you can recirculate your feelings. You don't necessarily have to feel them anew. And, instead of your own unique handwriting, you choose a font, Courier, Helvetica, Times New Roman, fonts available to everyone on the planet. In an age where children are growing up with computers in their bedrooms and cell phones in the palms of their hands, it is certainly possible to imagine a society in which no one sends handwritten letters. Maybe that's progress, but when I recall my college days, how my eyes would brighten when I'd find a white envelope in my brick mailbox, I feel a little bit sad.